I'm Jean West, and it's Friday. That means we get a look back at this week in politics and a look forward to Election Day. Capitol reporter Ryland Barton is here with Kentucky Politics Distilled. Ryland, it is almost here. Tuesday, what's going on?
Let's start off with the Democratic primary for governor. It's pretty interesting. There are three major candidates, and all of them kind of have a potential path to victory. Andy Beshear is trying to ride on his court battles against Matt Bevin, and Adam Edelin's trying to contrast himself from Beshear and portraying himself as a new voice in Kentucky Democratic politics. Then there's Rocky Adkins. He's the most conservative of the three. He calls himself a moderate, middle-of-the-road, common-sense Democrat.
And I am the Democrat that can bring those Democratic voters back to being Democrats and also being able to get those moderate Republicans who have had enough of this administration.
So while Edelin and Beshear are duking it out at the top of the race with some big media buys and multi-million dollar campaigns, it seems like Adkins's strategy is not only to appeal to these more rural Democrats who've been voting Republican lately, but not hop into the fray with these fights and see if he can just end up on top.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened in the 2015 primary with Matt Bevin. So what is that primary race looking like?
Yeah, Bevin hasn't been doing very much campaigning except for a handful of big commercial TV buys. The running thought is that he doesn't really have to. There was some polling released earlier this week that showed Bevin significantly ahead of challenger State Representative Robert Goforth. Bevin was leading 56% to Goforth's 18%. Meanwhile, Goforth has taken the strategy of claiming he has polling that shows him ahead. Of course, Goforth has refused to release any of that polling.
It looks very good. All the polls that we've seen were ahead big time.
Goforth certainly has a motive to make those claims. I think it's unlikely such polls exist since he won't release them. But then again, I think that Bevin's Republican challengers could take a significant share of the vote, which just doesn't look good for a sitting governor running for re-election.
So the race for attorney general is getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, there's Daniel Cameron. He's a young Mitch McConnell protege. He touts his role helping confirm Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. So he's discovered that his opponent, Republican State Senator Will Schroeder, used to be a Democrat in college. Schroeder has responded with this really aggressive commercial showing him shooting a TV with the ad on it.
My opponent Daniel Cameron is running a shameful negative campaign. It's a cheap shot.
And he goes on to say he'll help Trump build the wall to keep illegals, drugs, and crime out of Kentucky. Those are his words. This is one of those races where both the candidates are not very well known across the state. It really could go either way.
And the Secretary of State is predicting low voter turnout. That typical?
Yeah, 12.5%. This is actually what it was last time there was a gubernatorial election in 2015. I think it's pretty universally agreed that it's a real shame that that's the case. More people should vote. So I encourage everyone out there to prove all the predictions wrong.
All right. We're going to be in the national spotlight, too, next week. NPR's Jeremy Hobson's going to bring Here and Now there broadcasting, and you are going to be ultra busy on election night as well.
Thanks, Gene.
Ryland Barton, Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.